I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. And in the studio with me is Sabina Shuba, who often goes simply by Sabina. She's a lead singer with a great little New York-based band, Brazilian Girls. She's also about to drop her first solo album. It's called Toujours. Thanks for coming in, Sabina. Great to meet you.
Thanks for having me, Marco.
So we have the luxury of having you here with your guitar. So let's dig in first to where the sound on this album, Toujours, comes from. And really, what better way than to hear one of the songs acoustically here in the studio? And then we'll go over to the CD and see how it sounds, and then we'll talk about it a bit more. So what do you want to play first?
I think I'm going to start with I Won't Let You Break Me.
Great. Here's Sabina.
No, I won't let you break me. No, I won't let you break me. I've got an ego the size of England and a pocket full of hopes. I'm the sole and sovereign ruler of my mind. I won't let you break me. No, I won't let you fail me.
Sabina, there are some fantastic lyrics in that tune. I've always wondered, though, you know, listening to it off CD, it clearly rocks out with the drums and the bass. When a tune like this rocks out as it does, how hard-edged can it possibly be when you're trying to write it on acoustic guitar or maybe at the piano? I mean, are you thinking when it comes out of a guitar? I mean, that's a classical guitar. Is that how you wrote it, on a guitar like
no,
that?
No, I wrote it on an electric.
You did? Well, that might explain it.
And I recorded it with we weren't even home. We were in the south and at like on vacation, and I had like a very
south
small
of the United States
of France.
Of France, yeah.
And I had a very small setup, like an M-Box, you know, with my laptop. And so the sound is a bit distorted when you record into it. So it was actually perfect. I just recorded the electric guitar straight into the M-Box and the vocal, and it distorted, and I was pissed off. And it just was ideal.
You've got a fantastic voice. And the opening notes of your album, Toujours, the song Cinema, it feels like I'm about to hear this homage to Nico and the Velvet Underground, but it's not consistent throughout. Mm-hmm. Did you have them on your mind? Are they an influence?
No, actually, I mean, yes, of course, they're an influence. And I mean, needless to say that I'm half German. I grew up in Germany and I have a very German voice. I'm reminded many times. People catch that very quickly. And I think so did Nico. So it's something that is quite natural. You know, I have a low voice. But then the Velvet Underground was a reference that came up just because when I was writing, the songs went into that direction. And I was wondering if I should crop that, you know, like not let it happen. And then I just said, no, it's fine. It's a good reference. I like it. And sorry, Velvet Underground, you know.
Imitation is the highest form of flattery, they say.
Yeah, I suppose. You know? And plus, there are so many other influences that it's obviously not exclusively that. So,
I want to ask you, what does it mean, a typical German voice?
It's a, I think it's a low female, low female voice. And it's a bit guttural, you know, it's a bit in the back.
Was Nico German?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what her real name was, but yeah, she was German.
So I know you're the lead singer for the band Brazilian Girls. Mm-hmm. I love Brazilian Girls. Mm-hmm. A lot of this album is sung in French, but you're neither Brazilian nor French. So what is your story? Where are you from?
I'm a European mutt, Summer of Love in Italy. No, my mom is German, and she lived in Italy for many years, met my father, had two children. And then we came back to Germany when I was 5, went to France when I was 19, stayed there, came to the States, stayed there for a couple of years, I'm not going to say more numbers, so you can't
right.
calculate my age.
But now you're back in France.
And now I'm back in Paris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you consider yourself a New York artist? I mean, Brazilian Girls is kind of a New York-associated band, but you don't live there anymore. So,
well, I lived there for 10 years. You know, that kind of was certainly formatory these years. But I don't consider myself anything, to tell you the truth.
Which is kind of the definition of the perfect New Yorker these days, because it is the melting pot from all over the world.
Yeah, yeah, no. I mean, you know, I just spoke about it with my bandmate. You can't find another city, musically speaking, you can't find another city in the world like New York. As alive and as so many talented people and such a vivid exchange, it just doesn't exist anywhere else. There's great music in Paris, there's great live music, great musicians, very talented people, but It's just not like New York. No other city, not even London, I think.
So this album, Toujours, I mean, it's lovely songwriting, but when Brazilian Girls came out with their album in 2008, you got a nod from the Grammys for Best Dance Album. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, did you think that album was a dance album?
Well,
you can dance to it. I do all the time.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, no, I never considered that music entirely dance music, but certainly, I mean, our audience is a dance audience. When we play, people want to dance. There's no doubt. We couldn't do a set of ballads. And in fact, that's part of why I did this project, because I felt like I needed an outlet for the more, you know, the less dance music, less beats, less grooves and all that, more introspective.
Well, that's a perfect segue for the song that you're going to play for us going out. It's called Fields of Snow. It is definitely down-tempo, and it was recorded actually originally acoustically, wasn't it?
Same, actually. You know, I recorded that too in the south of France by coincidence. And it was unlike I Won't Let You Break Me, which I recorded in the summer. I recorded in the winter in the kitchen with my little setup with an electric guitar.
Fantastic. Well, we have the ambiance, so let's hear Fields of Snow. Sabina Shuba, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Marco. Thank you so much.
We walked by the river, we passed the great tree. You said that you thought that it looked just like me. You said that you'd build in brick and in stone, right next to the tree. What we have is so much more. It feels as if we're running across the field of snow. Across the fields of snow. This great bird reminds me of you, said I. Oh, let's build a boat of resonant wood. I think that some traveling will do both of us good. And now we have no money. We have much greater things. It feels as if we're running across